Some sefer brings v'shem the and the chida also brings v'shem the Yalkut Reuveni, who I think brings v'shem the Megala Amukos. Remez. And the remez is that if you look at the last word in Parashas Truma and the first word in Parashas Tetzave, the last word in Parashas Truma is Nechayshes, and the first word in Parashas Tetzave is Ve'ata. So he says that Sheis ben Adam was Nizgalgal, came back as Noach, and Noach was Nizgalgal in Moshe. Moshe was the Gilgal of Noach. And that's the Kavana. Nechoshes is Noach Sheis, and then the first word in Parashat Tetzav is Va'ata, that's the beginning of Parashat Truma, that Moshe is Noach and Sheis. And you find this connection between Noach and Moshe, or the Dor HaMabul and Moshe, a few places. First of all, by Kabbalah Satayr, it said Hashem LaMabul Yashav. See that the Umas HaOlam thought, the Gemara says that the Umas HaOlam thought at the time of Kabbalah Satayr that the Mabul was coming. So you see some type of similarity between the Matzav of the Mabul and the Matzav of Kabbalah Satayr. Both Moshe and Noach were saved in a teva that floated on the water. The Remez L'Moshe Min HaTorah, the Gemara in Chulin says, Remez L'Moshe Min HaTorah says a pasuk that's by the, it's in the end of Parshas Bereishis, but it's about the Dor HaMabul. It says, Bishagam Hu Basar. That Bishagam is Gematria Moshe. And v'hayu yamav, the next end of that pasuk is v'hayu yamav me'a ve'esrim shana. So that's a remnant to Moshe, who lived 120 years. So we see there's a connection between Moshe and Noach, and that's what the Chassam Sofer brings over here, that the last word in the Parashas Truma is nechayshes, is remnant to Noach and Sheis, and then is ve'ata, that Moshe, ve'ata, and you, Moshe, is Gilgal of Noach. So for Shteitzer, we have to understand what the point is to have this remez dafka over here. There's a lot of places where it could have been remez that Moshe is the Gilgal of Noach. The point over here says Nechayshes Ve'ata. Why dafka over here? Balaturim says in the beginning of the parasha, Lehizker Moshe b'zeh ha-seder. Moshe's name is not mentioned in this parasha. Masha'enken b'kol ha-chumash. Masha'enken in the rest of the Torah, since the later of Moshe until the end of the Torah, Moshe's name is mentioned in every parasha, except for parasha's Tetzaveh. Shemisha she'noilad Moshe, ein seder she'lehizker ba. From the time that Moshe was born, there's no parasha that Moshe isn't mentioned. Ve'hatam. Mishum she'omar mecheinina misifrcha asher kosovta. B'shas the Egel Moshe Rabbeinu said that Hashem said, let me destroy Klal Yisrael and make you ve'escha l'goy gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, mecheni na misifr, if you're going to do this, erase me from your sefer. I don't want to be in the Torah. Mecheni na misifr. And since the Gemara says in Makkos that kilul aschacham afilu al tanayi bo, and the klala of a chacham, even if it's al tanai, the tanai is not in the sky, and the klala comes, so be'ezeshu oifin, had to be a kiyam of this tanai of mecheni na misifrcha, and the kiyam of the tanai was that Parshas Tetzave doesn't say the name of Moshe. V'niskayim bozeh. kasha is, the obvious kasha is that, is it, again, there's many, many parshiyos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have chosen not to name the name of Moshe. Could have not mentioned him in Truma, could have not mentioned him in Vayakel or Pekudei. There are other parshiyos that don't involve Moshe that much, that he could have mentioned, we could have not mentioned the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why specifically in this parsha is the place that it was Niskayim, this Kilalas Chacham, that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned? Now let's look, now that we did the Ramazim, let's look at the Pesukim. The first Pesuk in Parsha is Tetzaveh. Ve'ato Tetzaveh, and you should be Mitzaveh, as B'nai Yisrael. Ve'yikchu Eilecha, and they will take to you Shemen Zayezach, very pure olive oil, Kosis, squeezed, Lamor, for light, L'halos ner tamid, to be ma'ale the ner of the menorah. It's a very interesting pasuk. First of all, as the Kli Yakar points out, yesh l'daktik ma'al ve'ata tetzava shnei noichachiyos. Seems like a very strong hadgasha. Ve'ata and you tetzava, you should be mitzava. Could have said ve'ata tzavei, or could have said tetzava. The Ata Tetzava, very strong Hadgosha, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the Mitzava. We take a find that the Ramban and the Sfarno, both of them say that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's job, Loyal Yudei Acher. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go himself to Klal Yisrael and tell them to bring the Shemen Zayas. Omar Bekan, Ve'ata Be'atzmecha Tetzava Lohem. Sfarno also says, all the lashonis of the Asisa that it says in Parshas Truma, Yuvan sheyase al yidei acher. But when it says, Ve'ata lehoidiyoi sheyase hu be'atzmai, sheyitzava liyisrael al asiyas Hashem. A hadgasha that it should be dafka al yidei Moshe. What was it dafka about the bringing Shem and Zayas that to be dafka al yidei Moshe? Vayter in the pasuk. If you look, remember the beginning of Parshas Truma, it says, "Tell Klal Yisrael the yikhu li truma. They should bring to for me a truma." But in Parshas Tetzaveh it says, "Ve'ata Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael the yikhu eilecha. They should bring to you Shemen Zayas. They should bring it to Moshe. Should be the yikhu li." Again, some hakpada here on Moshe Rabbeinu. Last week we spoke about adoration. I just want to review a small part of what we said, just to bring out what's nageya in this week's parasha. We brought that the Shla brings v'shem chachmei hamikubalim. I don't know who he's talking about. He brings that the. When the Levana was nismait, when the Levana was made smaller, it was bo ha-yetzahara la'olam. That's when the Yetzahara came into the world. And we tried to attempt, at least in a small way, to understand what the miyut ha-Levana has to do with the Yetzahara being in the world. And for now, we'll say it as follows. When there's a sun, when the sun is out, the Gemara says, Shraga b'tiya ramaya hani. When the sun is out, there's no need for a person to bring any or mishalai. There's no need for a person to bring his own or. The sun is out. The light is supplied. When it gets dark, so then it's mutal on the adam to bring or mishalai, mishal atzmai, because it's dark outside. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the or, the Kavod Shemayim filled this world just like it filled the Shemayim. HaShemayim Misaprim Kavod Kel. The Shemayim is full of Kavod Shemayim. There's no Bechira up there because you're standing in the presence of Hashem every second. There's no Bechira. A Malach can't choose not to... A Malach can't choose to to take a vacation and not to serve Hashem that day. Hashemayim b'safrim k'vayitkeli, standing in front of the Melech Machi Amlachim, Yibayrei Koyach, Aisei Devarei, Lishmaya B'kol Devarei, the Rosh Hashem says something, you do it. It's just in this world that we don't see Kavod Shemayim, so we don't see Hashem's presence, that the possibility exists that we could not listen to Him. That's the remez of the Miyut HaLavana. The Rebbe Shlom was memayat in his own ur. The Rebbe Shlom was memayat in his giving ur, in his being meir. Why? Because he wanted us to light our own neiris. He wanted us to bring the covet into the world, us to announce, like we spoke about last week, Nekadish Shemcha Ba'olam, Kishem Shemakdish Anoisei B'Shmei Marayim, that we should bring the Kedusha into the world. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it dark at night, and now we have to turn on the light if we want to see. That's the Inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this world devoid of His covet, and we have to bring in His covet. And what's Hashem's covet? Limarat Torah and Asiyas Mitzvahs brings Hashem's covet into the world. That's why Torah is called Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ur. Torah is the Ur. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Ur, so that we should bring it into the world. And that's why the Gemara says, like Ivri Laila Ela Legirsa, night is for learning Torah. And that's the pshat of the Gemara of Metzia that we learned at the beginning of this man. Toshes Chayshach Vehi Laila Zeh Olam Hazeh Adayim El Laila. Because Olam Hazeh is Adayim El Laila, that Hashem says, I'm not going to show you my covet. You bring it. You light the candle. You turn on the light. That's Olam Hazeh is Adayim El Laila. I saw last week, I was in Chayim Berlin, and I saw there's a Rekeach Al HaTorah. Rekeach was a Rishon. And the Rekeach that was there, I hope I'm remembering correctly, I made a call to try to find someone who has a Rekeach in Waterbury, and I couldn't locate one. But he says over there, on the words, Kasis Lama'or, Parshas Tetzaveh, he says that Lama'or is Chaser. And it's not true. And the guy in the bottom, so you're gonna, whoever it is, the Magi on the bottom is a little bit Matmiya, that for myself, if you look at our Chumash, you'll see that Lamor is not Chaser. I think probably it's a mistake, and it should be going back on Parshas Truma where it says Shemen Lamor, and over there Lamor is Chaser. The Baal Turim there points out Lamor is Chaser. It's going Shemen Lamor. And the Rekeach says, Zevi, does your father by any chance have a Rekeach? Older Rekeach. Maybe you can look into it first. The Rekeach says the Ma'ar, that's Chaser, is a remez to the Ma'ar Hakatan, the Levana. Levana is the Ma'ar Hakatan, but it's Chaser. The small Ma'ar, it was Nischaser. And we need exactly what we just said. We need Shemen La Ma'ar. We need our own oil because there was the Miyad Levana. Shemen La Ma'ar. Half flavor fella. But that shemen is referring to the shemen of the menorah. And it's from here that we get a clue to what all the mefarshim say, that the ur of the menorah is meramis to the ur of Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ur. Right to lahachkim yadrim. The Hazamir, could you pass me a bencher? Because the menorah was Vidarim. No, all the way on the right side. You see a bunch of mirrors of Shabbos? The leather on top shelf, right there. Thank you. So that's the Inyan of the Menorah, that the Inyan of the Menorah is this Ur of Torah that's Meir, B'makim the Chayshech, that's Meir, the B'makim the Chayshech that Klal Yisrael is supposed to bring into the world. It's possible that this a little bit answers up this something that should bother any person who's learning about the Mishkan, that the Menorah is Torah and the Aron is Torah. But the pshat is that the Aron is the Pnimius. The Aron is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Torah. That's the Pnimius of Torah. The Menorah is the Torah as it spreads in this world. It's the Chutz and the Kodesh. And that's where we have this Shemen Lamor. When the Torah comes into this world to be Meir Mitoich HaChoshech. The Aron is like the Torah being Meir Mitoich the Or. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is like in Shemayim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is Einem in Amida. It's like in Shemayim. In the Kodesh, it's already in Olam Hazeh. And when the Or of Torah is being Meir, already in Olam Hazeh, that's Shemen Lamor. Taking the Or that was Nignaz, that was hidden, and bringing it back into the world. And that's our job to do. The Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a Midah that Nefesh HaChaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any, there was no Gneza. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in this world as if he was standing in Shemayim. Just like in Shemayim is Malich HaLoretz Kevoida, I'm sorry, Shemayim is Saprim Kevoid Kael, so too Moshe Rabbeinu felt in this world Malich HaLoretz Kevoida. Moshe Rabbeinu felt the covet in this world the same way he felt it in Shemayim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was B'chol Beis Yineman Hu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get Nevuah in any place. He didn't have to be in a specific Makom Kadosh in order to get Nevuah. He got Nevuah in the middle of Mitzrayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Kavod Shemayim and the Kiddush Shem Shemayim in every single place, even in the Mekaymes HaTmeim. There was no Chilukei Madregas of Moshe Rabbeinu, that there's more Kavod Shemayim here and less Kavod Shemayim there. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely Oymed B'fnei HaMelech. That was the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we find that Moshe Rabbeinu had the koyach, we've mentioned this before, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu had the koyach to be ma'ala klal Yisrael, to be megala in klal Yisrael, the koyach, to feel that also. One example is the Milchemes HaMalik that we mentioned a few weeks ago, that we said that Yeshua took hachalcha anashim, Yeshua took anashim tzadikim to be loichem against Amalek. But we said that Amalek, as long as you think that there's any type of Ra in the world, as long as there exists any Ra at all, Amalek exists. Because Amalek feeds off Ra. And the only way to conquer Amalek is to recognize that there's no Ra in the world at all. The world is Kuloi Tov, Kol Ma D'Oved Rachmana L'Tav Oved. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu put up his hands. V'chiyadah shal Moshe, the Mishnah says, V'chiyadah shal Moshe, Oysa Yismuchama, Yishayvah Yismuchama, Elo Loi Melach, that B'nai Yisrael, Meshavdim Eslibam, Klapi, Mestaklim, Klapi Milo, Meshavdim Eslibam, Lavim Shema Shemayim, then they won the war. The Pshat is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was lifting his hands into Shemayim, that was the Mechazik Klal Yisrael with his Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu saw no Ra. Moshe Rabbeinu just saw Kavod Shemayim. That's it. Ra is obviously not Kavod Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu just saw Kavod Shemayim. And he had the power to inspire Klal Yisrael with that Madrega, to bring Klal Yisrael up, to inject, to inspire that type of Ruchnias and that type of Dveikas in Klal Yisrael. We also find, and this we've also mentioned before, the Avodah, it says in Chazal, Ein la Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'olama elo oitzer shel Yiras Shamayim bilvad. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world is Yiras Shamayim. And what that means is that the whole tachlis of this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself, and that we should try to have Yiras Shamayim, we should try to feel like we're b'fnei Hashem, like the first Seif in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, we should try to feel like we're being Oymed Lefnei Hashem in this world as if we were in Shemayim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Bo'ilamai. That's the Tachlis, that's the whole Tachlis of the world. And we once said that that's the reason why the word yira and the word re'iya of the same isis, to fear and to see, because the idea, the ultimate goal of Yiras Shemayim is that it should be as if I'm ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, as if I'm panim el panim, as if I'm standing in front of Hashem, as if I'm roya pnei ha-melech. That's the whole goal. So that's yira, as if I'm standing in front of Hashem. And the Gemara and Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem alekech Hashayim me'imach. What does Hashem want from you? Kiim li'ira. Hashem just wants you to have yira." And the Gemara asks the famous Gemara, "Otu yira milsa zutrasei? Is yira such a small thing?" And the Gemara says, "In yes, l'gabe Moshe milsa zutrasei," which sounds like most people understand it means for Moshe it's a small thing, which can't be the pshat. Because does it make sense? Imagine a baseball player. So the baseball player knows how to hit the ball. I don't know how many thousands of hits he can hit. You know, consistently one after the next, or how far out of the ballpark he can hit the ball each time. Then he takes a bunch of fifth graders and he says, "What's the matter with you guys? How come you can't hit the ball out of the ballpark?" Like, yeah, it's easy for you. What do you think this does for you? It doesn't make sense. What does Hashem want from you already? Just the Yiras Shemayim. So the Gemara says, not easy to Yiras Shemayim. Yeah, for Moshe it was. He said, what's he telling you to them? He didn't realize. So the Mefarshim say, that's not what it means. It means, legabe Moshe, when you're next to Moshe, milsa zutrasi. In, yes. Legabe Moshe, like zeh legabe zeh. When you're next to Moshe, milsa zutrasi. Because for Moshe Rabbeinu, he was always oimid b'fnei ha-melech, completely the same way in Mitzrayim and the same way when he was in Oil Ma'ir. Moshe Rabbeinu was oimid b'fnei ha-melech b'chol makim b'chol eis. So when you're with Moshe, so Milsa Zutra say it's easy to have Yerushalayim. And what was the effect of Moshe Rabbeinu leaving Klal Yisrael? He left Klal Yisrael and they did an egel azov. We see how tully they were on his inspiration. Reb Tzadik says that when it says Shemen Zayah Zach, Mamash, the purest oil, he says that's Meramis to the Or that existed before the world was created. To the Or that existed that before there was Geniza, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid his presence. The Or that was able to Adam Tzayfa by Misayfa, Ilam Viyat Tzayfa. And that's the job of every Yid. The job of every Yid is to bring out within himself, every Yid has it in him, to bring out within himself, to be megala mitaycha chayshach, to bring out the or mitaycha chayshach, to be megala kavod shemayim in this world. Hashem's presence is hidden in this world, but we're supposed to make sure it doesn't stay hidden. And every yid has it within him, and the Sfasemis in this week's parasha is very, very, repeats very many times this idea that every single yid has within him the shemen zayizach, the purest oil, the lichtigkeit, the full lichtigkeit of as if there is no hester kavod shemayim, the full lichtigkeit of kavod shemayim that he can bring out. But Klal Yisrael needs the inspiration of their Rebbe, they need the inspiration of Moshe Rabbeinu, just like B'shas Mochemes Amalek, just like Legabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. They need the inspiration of the Noisen HaTorah to be able to bring out those koiches that are inside them. To be able to bring out the Shemen Lamor. To be able to bring out that Kavod Shemayim, bring out that Ur into the world. And that's what the Pasuk says. Ve'ata Tetzaves B'nei Yisrael. You be Mitzah, you with your Madrega, that you understand how this world is full of Kavod Shemayim. That you see the Kavod Shemayim in this world. You, dafka you, the repetitive you. You, with the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'mitzaves b'nei Yisrael. V'yikchu eilecha. You know what that tzivoy of yours is going to cause? That they're going to bring out to you. They're going to take for you. They're going to bring to you. Shemen zayizach, the purest oil. The Yidden, through the Tzivay of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yidden are going to find the Koiches to be Megala, the purest Ur, the brightest Ur, that shines away the Choshech, the Shemen Lamor. I mentioned today in the Shir a story that they say that the Gedolei Hador, I remember that Rabbi Kveger was there and the Nesivis were there. There were a couple of other Gedolim there that I don't remember. They were sitting around and they were discussing a question. And they could imagine you have the whole Shas and Shulchan Aruch and Yerushalmi and Safra and Safri and Tosefta and She'iltas and Yerushalmi and everything is sitting on the table. The whole vast knowledge of Torah was sitting right there with the Nesivos and Rikvegar and the Gedolei Olam. And they couldn't be pleased with this question. They couldn't answer the question. And a bacher came in. Rikvegar said, "We're dealing with a question over here. This is the question. I want you to answer it. Answer this question." And on the spot, the bacher answered the question. They were nishtaimim. How could such a thing be? The Gedolei Olam are sitting around the table. They can't answer the question. A bacher walks in. He asks the question. He says, "No problem." He answers the question. So they said then, it's not a kasha. If Rabbi Kveger, they said, if Rabbi Kveger would tell a rock to answer the kasha, he would answer the rock would answer the kasha. What does that mean? That means that when Rabbi Kveger, with his kedusha and with his ge'oinus and with his godless, turns to you and he says, "Answer the kasha," it energizes you, and it focuses in you. And it brings out the sleeping koiches inside of you. When a person has the right Rebbe, when a person has the right person charging him with responsibility and inspiring him and bringing him out, the person can bring out koiches that he didn't know he had. The right Rebbe is able to create the right Talmidim. To bring out koiches that maybe people would have thought he doesn't have such koiches. When Rebbe Kveger says, "Answer the question," it mobilizes him. It mobilizes all his energy. And he's able to be megala his chelek in Torah. That's what Klal Yisrael is for Gans. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is for Gans Klal Yisrael. The Ata Titzaveh is B'nai Yisrael. You be mitzaveh Klal Yisrael. And that will be megala the koiches that Klal Yisrael has. The Yikhu Eilecha, they'll bring to you. You're not going to have to supply it to them. They're going to bring to you. Shemen Zayezach, the purest oil. The hashpa that you have on them is going to be megala, that hidden kaiches that lie in Yidden. The yikhu elecha Shemen Zayezach, to be megala kavod shemaim, and to bring out the Shemen Lamor. Svarim say that the emes to be mekayim any mitzvah is very, very daunting. Who are we to bring such kedusha into the world? Of course, we don't have the kasha because we don't know what a mitzvah is. But if we would understand what a mitzvah is, we would have big tamiyah. I should put on tefillin? You know what tefillin are? You know what it does to a person when he puts on tefillin? Do you know what's meraiva? You know the kedusha it brings into the world? I'm capable of doing the mitzvah of tefillin. And the Svarim say that that's what we're able to be mechazik ourselves and bring out the koiches to do a mitzvah when we say the words Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu, is that we announce to ourselves, we're mitzaveh ourselves, v'ata tetzaveh, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa, Hashem was mekadesh us with his mitzvahs, v'tzivanu, and he commanded me to do this. And if he commanded me to do this, that means that the Shemen Zayezach is inside. And I have the koiches to do it. The kedusha is there. I can bring it out. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mecheni na misefer asher kasavta, erase me from your sefer." And therefore, his name isn't mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Erase me from your sefer," Chazal say this, and it's obvious. It was the greatest mesiras nefesh in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing. Let me tell you, Chazal. Chazal say that when Reuven decided to save Yosef, he says if Reuven would have known that it would write about it in the Torah, he wouldn't have tried to sneak Yosef out of the bar later on. He would have gone and put him on his shoulders and halichay to love him. He would have brought him proudly to his father. He would have been able to do the mitzvah fully. Well, nice, by the time Reuven got around to it, Yosef was gone. If he would have known that it would write about it in the Torah, without getting involved in the details of that chazal, but we see that being written about in the Torah, that's the greatest of the great. That if Reuven, the Heiliger Reuven, would have known that it would be written in the Torah, he would have reacted all differently, being written in the Torah. Compare that with Moshe Rabbeinu saying, "Mecheni no mizivra chasher kasav." I don't want to be in the Torah. I'm willing to give up being mentioned in the Torah. The whole Torah is Moshe, 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 Moshe. I don't want to be mentioned in the Torah. There's no Kol Yisrael, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the greatest mysterious nefesh. So he has to suffer that his name isn't mentioned in Parashas Tetzaveh. So the Sfarim explain. A person's name is his identity. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no misifrcha asher kosavta, he was saying, there is no Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no identity. You know what my identity is? My identity is Kavod Shemayim. My identity is Kavod Shemayim, and I'm willing to be Mecheni no misifrcha in my attempt to bring out Kavod Shemayim. Obviously, it's a Chilul Hashem for the Klal Yisrael to be destroyed. My identity is making sure that Klal Yisrael is able to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's my whole identity. There is no Moshe. Moshe is the Dvar Hashem that spoke in his mouth. Moshe was the words of Torah that came out of his mouth. Moshe was Torah. There was nothing else. Because as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be out of a job, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy Klal Yisrael, Mecheni no misifrcha. He's nizbata legamri to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no side netiyas, no separate identity. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole metzias was Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Reb Tzadik says, Reb Gedalia Yeshua says, Ra'isi v'sefer echad, I guess it was probably Reb Tzadik. That it was the biggest schar and the biggest announcement of godless that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Parashas Tetzaveh. Because there was no, Moshe became like a clear piece of glass. The word of Hashem shined to Klal Yisrael through Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu reached a madriga that he was completely buckled to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There was no Rabbeinu Shalom and what Moshe wants. What the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted, Asei Ritzaynecha Kiritzaynecha, the only Ratzon that Moshe had was the Ratzon of Hashem. That there should be Kavod Shemayim. Shebranu Lechvaydei. So there's no Moshe in Parashas Tetzaveh. It's possible that the way that Moshe reached a madrega, that he was able to understand and perceive the Kavod Shemayim b'chol makim, which is a mystery to all of us. There was the moon wasn't small for him at night, which is a mystery for us. It's a yediyah that's beyond us. It was because he was nizbata legamri to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when someone's bata legamri to the Rabbeinu Shalom, they're able to perceive things about the Rabbeinu Shalom that you can't perceive when you're a separate entity. When you completely bottle the Rabbeinu Shalom, Moshe, Yo'ish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam, completely bottled to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's how he's able to be on his tremendous Madrega. The Kapara for the Eagle. Part of the kapara for the eagle was Parshas Parah. Was the halacha Parah Aduma, Parshas Parah. And it was because of the eagle, and the Klal Yisrael had a kapara for the eagle, it was only thanks to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Mecheni no misifrcha. And Parshas Parah, Chazal said, there was only one person in history that understood Parshas Parah, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Because when you say Mecheni Nami Sifrecha, you get to understand the parasha better than anybody else. When you buttle to the Rabbani Shalom, you have a tfisa of the Das of Hashem like nobody else can. The more mechitzas we place between us and Hashem, the more we have a different agenda than Hashem, the less Torah we can understand. The more we make our agenda Hashem's agenda, our ruts and Hashem's ruts, and the more of Hashem's Torah we can understand. So Parshas Tetzaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and you, Moshe, who understands me, who understands that Olam Hazeh is full of Kavod Shemayim, I want you to be Mitzava Klal Yisrael, and be Megala the Kaychas that they could bring out Kavod Shemayim in this world. B'yikchu Eilech Hashem and Zay Yizach. The parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Moshe the job of using his special madrega to inspire Klal Yisrael's special madrega, that's the parsha that doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Because that's the parsha that we want to bring out how it is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who's Va'ata Tetzaveh. How it is that Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a madrega. Because he was in this battle to the Ratzon Hashem. Mecheni Nami Sifrecha. That's the type of Rebbe for Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu was. I can't go into it tonight, but throughout Parshas Tetzaveh you find this concept again and again. This concept of Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood how everything is Latayv and everything is Kavod Shemayim. Parsha of the Ketores, Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Malach HaMavis. It's very, very, very tifa zachen, but the idea is, the Parsha Tetzav is about Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega is about being bottled to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mecheni Nami Sifrecha. Chazal say, that the Navi, and we have it in Zmiris of Shabbos, we have this quote from this pasuk in Navi. The Navi calls the Mabel Mei Nayach, the waters of Nayach. Now they were the waters of Hashem, they weren't the waters of Nayach. Nayach survived the Mabel, they weren't his waters. And Chazal say they're his waters because we're blaming him a little bit. He gets a little bit of the blame for the Mabel. And the blame that Nayach gets for the Mabel, it's because Hashem said, I'm going to destroy the world and I'm going to save your family. And I said, okay, as long as you're going to save my family. And he wasn't Moser Nefesh al B'nei Doira. He wasn't Moser Nefesh for his daughter. And then Chazal say, not like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy the whole Klal Yisrael. I'm going to make you into a great nation. Moshe Rabbeinu said, not acceptable. Mecheni Nami Sifrecha. He was Moser Nefesh for B'nei Doira. So the Mecheni Nami Sifrecha is a tikkun of what Noach did, and Noach wasn't Moshe Nefesh al B'nei Doiroi. And now that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgal of Noach, we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was fixing the mistake. Noach made a mistake. The mistake was the main Noach mistake. The mistake of not being Moshe Nefesh al B'nei Doiroi. And in his next life as a Gilgal, when he became a Moshe Rabbeinu, he was misakin that mistake. And he said, Mecheni Nami Sifrecha, Asher Kosovt. And that's why the parsha that leaves out the name of Moshe, as a result for him saying, Mecheni Nami Sifrecha, that's the parsha that starts with Nechoshes Ve'ata. That's the parsha that reminds us that Moshe is a Gilgal of Noach, because it's Dafka, this parsha, that's misakin what Noach did. And Baruch Shekivanti, I said this on Sunday, and I said it over to somebody during the week, and just an hour before Chavura, I called my brother who had a baby last week. I called him to say Mazel Tov, and he said, what are you saying by Chavura? And I told this over to him, and he pulled a Chido off the shelf, and he read to me, Baruch Shekivanti, that the Chido says this Pshat, and why the Gilgal of Nayach is in the beginning of Parshas Truma. And that's why the word Mecheni is the same Oisius as Mei Nayach. And the Chida writes, Kadhavina Talia, the Chida writes, he read to me from the Chida. The Chida writes, when I was young, I said a remez, that if you switch around the letters of Mecheni Na, it reads Minayach Ani. Mecheni Na, Minayach Ani. Why dafka on the words Mecheni Na? Because that's how, that was the tikkun of Nayach's Chet. That was the tikkun of Nayach's Chisaron. When he did Mecheni Na, he was mashlim the Chisaron of Nayach. So right there, there's a remez of Minayach Ani and Meinayach, which is what the marble was called. Moshe Rabbeinu was not someone who lived thousands of years ago and is not with us anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu was, the whole Torah that we have is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzava us. And when we lay on Shabbos, ve'ata tzavas b'nei Yisrael, we're hearing the echo of Moshe Rabbeinu being mitzava klal Yisrael. And not only that, but Chazal say and Sfarim say that every time a Rebbe or a Talmud Chacham or someone who's a little bit, someone who's in a position to teach us Torah, teaches us Torah a little bit, there's a little bit of a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu there. And the Sfasemis is so madgish in this week's parasha, and this is a big lesson for Rabbeim, and it's a big lesson for Talmidim. A Rebbe who thinks that he's filling empty vessels, you know, my Talmidim, they're nothing, and I'm gonna teach them, I'm gonna fill empty vessels, he's in the wrong business. Yidden are not empty vessels. Yidden are full vessels. They're full of Kedusha. They're full of Shem and Zayazach. The job of a Rebbe is to access it, is to untie it, is to bring it out. But the Kayach is there, and the Kayach is already there in the Talmud. The Rebbe who thinks that he's pouring on the Kedusha onto this desolate, empty Keli, he's getting nowhere. And the same thing is true for the Talmud. The Talmud who thinks that he's nothing and he's just waiting to receive from the Rebbe, he's not going to receive from the Rebbe. He has to realize that the Rebbe's job is to motivate his own Shem and Zayizah. V'yikhu eilecha Shem and Zayizah. And this is the first step in something to keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. This is the first step to get anywhere in Avodas Hashem and to shteig and to be able to accomplish is to realize that our basic madrega, our, you know, at our core, we're kulay kadosh, we're completely kadosh and full of potential and full of kedusha. No matter what we've been through, no matter what we've been through, no matter what we've experienced, it's impossible to erase the mahus of kedusha that's pouring out of a yid. It's just a question of sparking it, of uncovering it, of being megala it. Sometimes it's a fight, and sometimes it takes chachma, and sometimes it has to be done in a very consistent and very, you know, with mesiris nefesh. But the kedusha and the ruchni is the spirituality, the ability to connect with the Rabbeinu Shlom, that's already there. That's not something we get from a Rebbe. The Rebbe connects with us in a way that he's megala the mountains of Kedusha, the rivers of Kedusha that are flowing inside of us, and allows us to access it and to have the simcha of being able to live with that madrega.